You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kiss all laughing. David Dykstra knows I love this song.
He does?
I feel like I gotta find a West Coast play to tie in with the music here. So we take a look at the MLB card for the weekend. I like it. You know what I do? I just look at the board. I see Chris Flexen. And I know there's got to be a play there somewhere. Come on, you're laughing because you did it too.
I just knew.
All right. What's the number on this?
Anti-White Sox run line.
Minus 140. What is it? Oh, we only have to lay 1.5 or is it 2.5 today? This god-awful
team. No, it's 1.5. Yeah. Over 4.5 total runs, minus 130 as well.
It's not a bad look.
6.41 ERA. Is that good?
I will say, the Twins like got sweaty with the run line, but they got there. Rays not great.
Yeah. Rays mildly disappointing as they're sitting 500 through 26 games. So there's that. But yeah, and it's not just the flexing part. It's they can't score runs. So that's a problem when you need to win ball games. Sure. And Eflin, that, yeah, big advantage Rays in that matchup. It should be Rays run line. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I just don't like laying that sort of juice on a run line.
Yeah. What's first five? It's probably even worse, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, first five result, minus 165. First five run line. Wow, that's crazy. Maybe. Minus 1.5 on the first five run line. Plus 118. Maybe that's the play.
I wouldn't.
No?
I wouldn't say that's stupid. No, I wouldn't say it's a terrible idea.
Even Eflin, with a 3.68 ERA, his advanced metrics, his expected ERA is 2.78, even lower. Yeah. His xFIP, 3.27, even lower. So he's not due for regression. I don't hate that one. I like it. We found it. That's the way I am fading Flexen.
So Musgrove has really good history against Philadelphia, but he has had a very poor start to the season. So I'm a little confused if I want to even attack that game. But Musgrove's history against these Phillies players is really, really strong. They're hitting only 198 against him. So he was a guy that I've considered, is he one that we want to fade on a regular basis? Because typically with San Diego, you're going to get a decent price going against them because they are respected some. But it is Nola on the other side. But, you know, maybe even with that strong history, you do go against them a little bit, meeting the Padres. Phillies, it's about a coin toss. Yeah, it's about a coin toss at most spots. So if I have to pick that game, I would take the road team in the Phillies based on Musgrove's start, and I'm backing Nola in that one.
Nola's numbers.
Would you look at like a first five under there, based on the history? That would be.
I'd be worried about Musgrove.
Yeah.
I would certainly be worried about that part. Because he's pitched so poor where you look at the star power on both sides, like either offense could blow that out of the water.
Would you go first five or full game for Phillies?
Full game. I go full game. I don't mind that.
Dang.
Oh, by the way, I didn't even realize this. And we talked about this on the show, maybe 2 weeks ago with the AL MVP? We bet Gunnar Henderson 100-1. You see his number?
Mm-mm.
It's single digits.
Cut in half?
Single
what?
Digits.
What?
Yes.
I no
think we got
way.
It just in time. Yep. Oh, Paul didn't bet it.
Anyone else not
tell
bet
by
it?
That look.
Anyone else not bet it?
Thank God I bet it. Oh, man. Yeah, I got the 100 on BetMGM. And then somebody brought it up to me about AL MVP, and I looked at it. I'm like, whoa, Gunnar Henderson's top five.
And you could have seen that coming. I mean, obviously, like,
okay,
the ceiling with him.
Twist that knife.
We did talk about it, and obviously Jake has been pumping this guy's tires for a year
carrying water for him all over the place.
Yeah, if you play in Baltimore,
God,
he loves you.
Yeah,
in Baltimore, except for Jackson Holliday, he's not looking great so far this
season.
How's
that rookie? Is he to 100-1 for rookie of the year yet? Because
did Skeens get called up yet?
Did
no,
Dunn
they're
get
waiting
called
on
up
Doom.
Because that's going to sell
she
tickets.
She had some nice photos on BSO.
Did she?
This morning.
Huh.
Interesting. Make podcast equipment more expensive.
Oh, gosh.
That was some of the reaction that Jake got to that on Instagram. For those not in the know. Jackson Holliday, what are we out to? 10-1. That's the biggest number.
So related. Okay, that's not. I can't hit a fastball yet, so maybe we'll wait on that.
No, wait.
It looks like Dunny is calling for him to get called up. So she's ready. She's got her outfit picked out. So
kind of getting sick of her.
Oh no.
Any day.
Yeah.
Kind of sick of her.
And Jake likes her. So we gotta.
Yeah, I'm out. Hit the bricks.
What am I missing with the Mariners? Emerson Hancock and the Mariners. +1.5 on the run line, and it's juiced to -160 against Zach Gallen and the Diamondbacks. What is going on there?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I don't know.
Weird?
I'm not sure.
I don't.
Because we were looking at Gallen as maybe a guy to fade earlier this season, but he's doing all right.
He's done. I just looked at on FanGraphs. I mean, he's not struggling.
There was a rumor about him being injured and
being hurt.
That's obviously not the case. Yeah, that's not the case right now. So I don't mind that one.
At least not yet.
Michaelis has awesome history against the Mets and against their best players. and the Cardinals are a dog today against the Mets. So that could be worth
He's
a consideration.
Been terrible, though.
Alonso's done nothing. Marte's done nothing against him. Yeah. I mean, that's the balance, I guess. That's why he's a dog today.
Yeah. I was going to look at McNeil has good history against him, though, right?
Yeah, he's been
that's,
really
I was looking at. Yeah. 14 at bats.
Yep.
So what's McNeil total bases? That'll be a play. I also like going back to our Orioles. Mullins has really good history against the A's starter, which is Stripling, who, by the way, is like 0-for with a 5.34 ERA. Burns is going. So I was like kind of looking at a way to play the Orioles, but landed on Mullins total bases at plus money.
Hmm. Are they, it looks like they're not playing today, or at least it's not on the board. But anyways, the Astros. They got swept again by the Cubs yesterday. Now it's
they
the Cubs.
They stink.
They're playing the god-awful Rockies this weekend. Do we have to play Colorado against Houston? Houston's 5-19 on the, 5-19, I believe. Right? Last place?
They are. They're not playing today. I do not see them on the board.
You're right. This weekend, yeah, they've got Colorado.
The Astros are 7-19. Same record as the Rockies.
Okay. So, I mean, you'd imagine that they'd be significant favorites tomorrow.
Yeah.
We might just have to start fading them.
Yeah.
Swept by the Cubs, lost 2-3 to Washington, swept by the Braves. They were swept by the Royals already this year, swept by the Yankees to start the season. At some point, do we say it's not the old Astros? Like, this is a fade team?
And they're
yeah,
not
but like
scoring runs. Go ahead.
Is there like a way you could bet it? Like division? Like how? What would the bet be futures-wise? Or you could maybe
wise,
fade that. Yeah, still, exactly.
Are there spots still reopening win totals? Updated win totals?
Mm.
They should be. I haven't looked there.
See that.
But how low is that number? Like we're at a point, I know you're dealing with a ton of injuries. I get all that. And eventually you should be healthier. But I don't know if it's going to change this year with them.
Mm-hmm. -135 to miss the playoffs.
Dang.
Just gonna wake up. Yeah.
Well, the over under, I see it listed at 84.5. No chance are they getting to 85.
Wow.
I'd go under. I think that's a pretty good bet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long season. And we know about the players are missing, but come on, really? They're getting 85? I'm not seeing it.
I don't see how. Yeah.
I got a home run for you.
Other... Oh, yeah, quick. Let's hear it.
So I had to go back to the Chris Flexen well. I'm like, who's hitting a home run? Looked up Randy Arozarena, 2-for-2 with a home run and an RBI in 3 plate appearances against Flexen in his career. Plus 390, not the best, but I like it. I'll be betting on him.
I love a good Randy prop. Also, it was Mountcastle, not Mullins, for that total bases play for the Orioles.
Okay.
Too many M's. Anything else on the board? So the Guardians have been kind of hot. They are, like, get them as a significant dog against the Braves, or do you play their team total over 3.5? Was something I was looking at.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And by the way, the Guardians are the team that the Houston Astros are playing to start of next week. Maybe I just go against them in Survivor, too.
Yeah. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. We have a few NBA playoff games tonight, a few more tomorrow. LeBron James says it's just basketball. We'll dive into that right here on the BetQL Network.